This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. In its third hearing, the House panel investigating the Capitol riot is focusing on Donald Trump's push to have his vice president reject Joe Biden's 2020 win. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Panel Chair Benny Thompson says courts kept turning away Trump's false vote fraud claims.
So eventually, he latched on to a completely nonsensical and anti-democratic theory.
The vice president could ultimately just declare Donald Trump the winner.
Panel Vice Chair Liz Cheney read a memo from conservative law professor John Eastman. Trump White House lawyer Eric Hirschman was stunned when Eastman told him.
I said, you're completely crazy.
Pence refused the idea. And testifying before the panel, his former lawyer Greg Jacob remembers telling Eastman the Supreme Court would unanimously say the plan was unconstitutional.
He initially started it, well, I think maybe you would lose only 7-2. And after some further discussion, acknowledged, well, yeah, you're right. We would lose 9-0.
The panel played clips of Trump urging Pence to go along. And when he did not, Capitol protesters chanting to hang Pence. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The chairman of the House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection says the panel had asked Virginia Thomas for an interview. Thomas is suggesting she will comply. A conservative activist and the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas communicated with people in President Trump's orbit around ahead of the attack and on the day of the insurrection. Representative Benny Thompson, that is, said Thursday that it's time for her to come to the committee to talk after investigators discovered information that refers to Thomas and communications they have obtained relating to one of Trump's lawyers. Via remote, this is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz and Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi and President Klaus Johannes, of Romania, visited Kyiv on Thursday in a show of support for Ukraine amid its battle to fend off Russia's invasion. The European Commission is considering whether to recommend Ukraine be granted candidate status for European Union membership. After the talks between the four and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, the four signaled that Ukraine would be offered candidate status in the economic bloc. The focus of the fighting continues to be on the eastern city of Severodonetsk, where Ukrainian forces say their troops are still holding out. Ukraine is also claiming some progress and taking back territory in the south. Zelensky said winning the war depends on the West continuing to arm Ukraine. President Joe Biden says the American people are really, really down. After a rough 2 years with the coronavirus pandemic, volatility in the economy, and now surging gasoline prices that are hitting families' budgets. But in the interview with the Associated Press, Biden says recession is not inevitable, and he bristles at claims by Republican lawmakers that last year's COVID-19 plan was fully to blame for inflation reaching a 40-year high. He calls the argument bizarre. Global deaths for coronavirus are once again back on the rise. We'll get more on that story from the AP's Jennifer King.
In its latest weekly assessment, the World Health Organization says 8,700 people died globally last week from COVID-19, a 4% increase coming after 5 weeks of declines. The largest jump in deaths were centered in the Americas and the Western Pacific. Coronavirus infection cases in general continued to fall, with about 3.2 million new cases reported last week, but large regional spikes of infection were seen in the Middle East and Southeast Asia. The organization says the figures are likely an undercount because so many countries have reduced testing and surveillance. Hosting a meeting of the COVID-19 Global Action Plan in Washington, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned health officials about relaxing their guard as he detailed plans to send additional pediatric vaccines to nations like Nepal and Mongolia. I'm Jennifer King.
And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and other senior officials prepared aid to send to 800 families suffering from an unidentified intestinal epidemic, state media reported Friday, as the country also battles its first COVID-19 outbreak. And congratulations in order, the Golden State Warriors clinched their fourth NBA championship in 8 years Thursday night by defeating the Boston Celtics on their home floor 103-90 in Game 6 of the NBA Finals. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.